The Spanish company, Abengoa Bioenergy, opened a state-of-the-art cellulosic ethanol plant near Hugoton in October of 2014. Governor Sam Brownback greeted the grand opening as a shot in the arm for the Kansas economy.
It does create jobs, it creates opportunities, and right now we are seeing a rural renaissance in Kansas.
The company projected an annual payroll of more than $5 million. But a little more than a month ago, Abengoa told local officials they were going to close the plant and then reopen it next spring, according to Stevens County Economic Development Director Neil Gillespie.
They had produced ethanol, but no, it had never come up to full production. And I think they found some problems in the process and they were going to address those over the wintertime.
Then in late November, news broke that the parent company was considering bankruptcy protection. All but half a dozen of the 50 employees in Hugoton have been laid off. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Brian Thompson.